Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit and rap for power? You some bitches get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, black power, black power, and more black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms and comrade in battle, Sean Kwali. Very, very happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from the hills and the snails of North America. I count this a privilege. I count this a pleasure. I count this a joy. I count this an honor. I don't take it for granted to be able to talk to you from this platform that we call as activists and freedom fighters and soldiers, Black Power Radio, the boldest, most revolutionary, most hard-hitting, straight no chaser, straight to the point, black radio anywhere to be found in 196,940,000 square miles. I want to send you a shout-out. I want to send you the greetings of peace and blessings of Islam Alaikum, Hotep and Shalom, peace to the gods, peace to the earths. What's up? From our national chairman, we call him the warrior lawyer, the attorney at war, one of the boldest chairmans anywhere to be found in America and really the world, on his mission and on his post, battle-tested, battle-trained, and battle-ready. Talking about our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Send you his greetings, his love. And we send you greetings and love from every single solitary chapter of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Every single organizer that's organizing for the Day of Action, National Day of Action, an International Day of Action, June 25th. We're on a move, black man and black woman. We are on a serious move. And we got a lot of moves to make. We got a lot of devils to break. A lot to do. We got a lot to do. Hell, this thing is picking up speed. It's picking up pace. It's picking up power. And we need your help. For those of you out there in Radio Land that's listening, whether it's tonight or tomorrow night or the next night after that, we thank you for your presence. But most importantly, we want you to know that we want your participation in these days of action, our national days of action. Next upcoming one is June the 25th. We are asking that you do something positive for the black community on that day. And let it be an organized effort. Let it be an organized effort. Involve the people in our own resurrection. So, hell, if you have never organized before, or if you are an experienced organizer, email us at nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. We're building up ministries. We're building up some serious ministries. Every nation has to have ministries. It has departments. And so the black nation cannot be lacking. The black nation cannot be slacking. The black nation cannot be in the back. The black nation got to be the forefront, the mothers and fathers of civilization. And so we're asking that you send your resumes, you send your qualifications to that email, nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. Tell us if you're good on the computers. Tell us if you're good with your hands. Tell us if you have a trade. Tell us if you're good with the youth. Tell us if you're good with automobiles. Tell us whatever it is that you do, black man and black woman, because it takes all types to build a nation. It takes all walks of life to build a nation. It takes all backgrounds, all ideologies, all lifestyles to build a nation. And so I don't want you to think that just because you're not cut out like Sean Qualley, you're not cut out like Dr. Malik Zewisha-Biles, you're not cut out like some of the new Black Panther Party, that you don't have a place in this United Front, that you don't have a place in this black nation. You have a major place in this black nation. And so email us and make sure you check out our website, dayofactionmovement.org. It's a cold piece. It's a cold website. It's worthy of us, and it's expanding every day. Dayofactionmovement.org will be one of the premier websites. It is top flight right now, and by the time it's finished and by the time it's said and done, it will be one of the most top flight websites anywhere for any activist, revolutionary, organizing organization in the world. That's dayofactionmovement.org. We've got a power-packed show for you, brothers and sisters. As always, whenever we invite you to Black Power Radio, we never invite you to waste your time. We always invite you to tell you what time it is, to kind of put you in line with what's happening in the world, what's happening in the black nation, what's happening against you on my future. And tonight is no different. Tonight is no different. You know, as we go week to week, by the grace of the black God, let me take this time, of course, to thank the almighty, true, and living black God by whatever name that you use. I bear witness that all good names belong to that one original God. That's what I'm talking about. And we thank that God for giving life to our ancestors, our forefathers and our foremothers, and those who have struggled, and those who have given wisdom and guidance and intellect to the world, and those who have given civilization to the world, and those who have even given their talent to the world, and ultimately their lives. We are so thankful, and we say Ashe for all of those, for all of those in that long list and that great line of divine. I got to make it plain, though. I got to make it plain that we don't just come in anybody's spirit, anybody's name. But that when you hear the new Black Panther Party, we come in the spirit of a beautiful, bold, bald-headed black man. A beautiful, bold, bald-headed black man, 100% black man. And we ain't talking about no Michael Jordan. We ain't talking about Mike. We are talking about the Black Power General. Five-star Black Power General who gave his all 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, who set his sole purpose on this planet. The reason why his mother and father came together, the reason why his car was shown in the ancestors and he was put here on this planet was, he said, to give the white man hell from the cradle to the grave. And I got to bear witness to you that black man gave this white man hell from start to finish, from the cradle to the grave. We come to you in the spirit of the Black Power General, the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad. And so we, his students, learning from his example. He set a revolutionary pace, and we got to be worthy of that pace. And so this Day of Action Movement, we know it's something that will make him proud and make him happy. And it's the fulfillment of a great divine mission that was put on his shoulders and put on Dr. Malik Zewisha-Biles' shoulders and put on our shoulders, put on the shoulders of the black nation. And so we intend tonight, brothers and sisters, to hear from some organizers. Hell, you can't think this is a one-man or one-woman show. Let me be very, very clear from the outstart, as Minister Malcolm X said. This is not a one-man, one-woman show. This is not about a brother or sister trying to get a good name and trying to make a name for themselves. This is about the liberation and salvation of black people, us being turned to self-determination. If you're tired of the gang violence, the gang warfare, if you're tired of black-on-black crime, if you're tired of unfair taxation, if you're tired of being sent to the medical facility and not getting the right kind of treatment, if you're tired of police brutality, if you're tired of your black men and black women being jailed and being sentenced, unfair sentencing, if you're tired of us filling the jail cells and filling the cemeteries and filling the morgues, if you're tired of the white man and the Asian man and the Arab man gentrifying the black community and taking over all the property, and taking over all the houses and taking up all the businesses. And if you're tired of us not having a proper education and not knowing our true history and our true history, and we don't know our role in present-day society, if you're tired of stuff like that, if you're tired of us being sent to military service to fight for a so-called democracy and a freedom that we don't enjoy right here on this soil, if you're tired of the racist death penalty as it is applied to our people, if you're tired of things like this and you just straight up want freedom, then you've got to get down with the Day of Action movement. You've got to get down with the Day of Action movement. There is no time to waste. There's no time to sit back and act like everything is cool. We got to get busy, black man and black woman. We got to get busy. And so we want to hear from our organizers, because this is not a one-man, one-woman show at all. This is about us. And you will only get out of this movement what you put into it. Let me be clear. For some of you that got confused on April the 23rd, for some of you that got confused on April the 23rd and you thought that you were just going to be able to go to a rally and go to an event and somebody was going to do the work for you, no sir, no ma'am. Hell no. This is about us as a people standing up. Oh yeah. It's about us. Our babies are dying in the streets every single day, 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. And so the question becomes, who's going to do something? Who is going to stand up and make a difference where we are? Who's going to fight in our communities? Everybody else has their own agenda. The Tea Party pushing its agenda. The Democrats pushing its agenda. The Republicans pushing their agenda. Huh? Those independent forces, they pushing their agenda. But who is pushing the all-black agenda? Who's representing for black people? Who's putting it down for black people? Who is talking about our communities looking like a slumlord? I mean, like slums, like third world countries. Who's talking about us dying of cancer at an all-time high, dying of diabetes at an all-time high? Who's talking about us being disunited, disjointed, displaced, dispositioned? Who's talking about us working hard and getting paid the less? Who's talking about us? Hey, we got to talk about ourselves. If you wait on the White House to put the black agenda on the map, you're going to be waiting a long time. That's what I say. If you're waiting on them to put your agenda on the map, brother and sister, you are going to be waiting a long time. Let me just hold a second and just take a moment of silence for my dear brother and our dear brother and comrade who lost his life. We done lost quite a few who have now transitioned into the realm of the ego and the ancestral plane, but I got to just take this moment, just a quick second, for our dear brother and comrade, defense captain of the Black Panther Party of Los Angeles, California, talking about our dear brother and Baba Geronimo Pratt. One moment of silence. And black power. And so we say our shame as our dear brother has made his transition. And we hope that we are able to learn from his example, learn from his spirit, learn from his presence, learn from him. That's right. We got to learn from him, see? So now we have to pick up the slack and we got to cover down. We got to cover down. And so, dear brothers and sisters, hey, without further delay, without further ado, I don't even want to waste no time. I want to get all the way off into it so that you can understand what's happening. Let me take this first call here, 919-872. You're on the air, Black Power Radio. Black Power, black people are not American, and it's proven every day, Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power, who we talking to?
This is Brother King Noah.
Noah, what's going on, Top Soldier?
Nothing much, brother. Just organizing. And I'm on the phone with Sister Shasta, and she's here as well.
Sister Shasta on the line with you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Black Power, Sister Shasta, that's what I'm talking about. We got a 2-for-1 combo. I was waiting for when you all was going to call in. Hey, look, first of all, welcome to Black Power Radio. I just wanted to let you all know that you all, this is home, where you at right now. No need to be nervous, no need to be timid. You all are home right now with your family. All right, and so what I want you all first to do is introduce yourself, of course. We got to say ladies first, Brother King, no. We got to say ladies first.
Yes, sir.
Introduce yourself to the listening audience. Tell them who you are, where you're from, and what your background is. And we're going to get off into to what you all got going on and what you all are doing where you are on your day of action, June 25th.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Black Power. My name is Shaston. You know me as Shaston Sabaz on Facebook. I am a revolutionary. I'm from the Washington, D.C. area. And basically, I'm a revolutionary, and I'm a dying revolutionary, uplifting the black community by any means necessary.
Straight up. Straight up. Black Power. Tell them about yourself, King Noah.
Black Power.
Sir?
So tell them about yourself.
Well, my name is King Noah, but my original name that I got from the Nation of Islam is Evan X. And, you know, I'm a revolutionary as well, you know, like, I'm for the upliftment of the black nation, and I'm willing to give death to white supremacy, black degeneracy, and all of the above. Anything that's trying to stop us from arising as people, I'm ready to take heads off. That's all there is to it, you know? And about the National Day of Action, we're actually starting on June 24th, the day before it. Because on the 25th, we're going to be in Henderson, North Carolina, with the National Field Marshal, Brother King Samir Shabazz. But on the 24th, what we're doing is there's a club down here in Raleigh, North Carolina called Club Climax, and in this club we have sisters from the ages of 15 to at least 21 or 22 just being exploited, and the thing is they're exploiting themselves and by other black men, and it's a black man who owns the club. So we're saying, look, Nation of Rise no higher than this woman. The black woman is the first. She must be protected. She must be uplifted. So therefore, we got to do anything to uplift our black queens out here.
But we also have to look at the black male, who his light is also reflected, whether it's good or whether it's bad. Now, I personally think that no nation rises no higher than the mind state of the black male, because he's the teacher. Even though we have so many leaders that we look up to that came out of women or whatever, but that mind state of the black man is who's going to teach the teacher, who's going to teach the child.
That's real. That's real.
That's all it is, too. And, you know, like, both black men and black women are at this club. The black men are just as guilty as the black woman. So we get on both of them. And we got to tell both of them, hey, look, man, we got a common enemy here. You got to clean up your act. Because whether you know it or not, both of you are responsible, and it's affecting the children. And we can't
allow... Hold on a second. So what you all are saying to me and us right now, and tell the people what city you're in, first of all.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
You're in Raleigh, North Carolina. And so what you're saying is in Raleigh, North Carolina, there's young girls that are being exploited by this strip club. They're being allowed to strip and exploit their body and they're underage. Is that what you're saying?
You know what, brother? To be honest with you, it's not even labeled. I see it as a strip club, and the righteous see it as a strip club. But they don't see it as a strip club. They just call it a club. But the fact is that they are allowed to take off their clothing, which makes
in the club.
Strip club. In the club. Yes, sir.
Wow.
I showed pictures already. Go ahead, brother.
Now, I was going to say, so basically these young girls is going to the club, and they just getting buck wild in the club.
Buck wild, brother. Buck wild. And the thing is, they got certain nights is certain events. So one night they might have a wet T-shirt party. Or another night they might have a party where you come in your pajamas. But the fact of the matter is, at the end of the party, everybody closes on the floor.
Wow. Wow, and this is around the youngsters, huh? Why do you think that is, Brother King? Why do you think that that's a lie? Is it the Shasta? Why do you think that that's happening like that?
I think the knowledge of self is missing. They're walking around without having knowledge of self. So we're looking at the people on BET wanting to be like them. So we react at what we see. Now, if we had a mother who teaches the child something positive, if she had self-knowledge, then she would teach that to the child. We want to have our children going to strip clubs, basically doing things like this. Now, if the father was in the home teaching the woman, then we want to have this. Because the woman, since the woman is the first teacher, her teacher should be the man, the male, basically. The black male should teach the black female, which is going to teach the black child. We want to have this. If knowledge itself was not missing.
Right. Yeah, straight up. Straight up. Well, what's the response? Let me just start right here now. What's the response that you're getting, in terms of support from the conscious community and from the streets?
Well, from the conscious community. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead, Queen.
No, it's cool. You go ahead.
Well, from the conscious community, we're getting positive responses from the conscious community. As far as the streets is concerned, we just thought of this idea less than 2 days ago. So I've been on the streets personally. Today I was on the streets trying to promote the word. And, how our people are. They're rebellious, stiff-necked, hard-headed, easy to lead in the wrong direction, hard to lead in the right direction. So, I had a couple of debates. But I had to tell them straight up, man, I'm not doing this for myself. I'm doing it for you. I love my people more than they hate themselves. So I'm doing this
right.
for you. So
right.
I had a couple of conflicts, but otherwise than that, everything's been going good. And, we're trying to promote it hard body over the internet, which is easy. We got to get down with the modern times. Over the internet is easy, but we got to get into the streets physically as well, so the people could see us. So everything is going good, brother. We're getting positive responses from the conscious community. And as far as the streets, we get a couple of negative, but hey, that's where we got to go. That's our target. So we're going to have to receive some negative feedback because we still,
right.
What the queen said, we still don't have the knowledge of self. So.
Yes, sir. And I will be traveling to Raleigh, North Carolina. Right now I am in Miami. So I will be going up to Raleigh on the 20th. So once I get there, we're going to hit the streets. We're going to hit the churches. The people know everything about the Bible. We're going to have to go there and speak to the people. We're going to have to go to everywhere where the people are, basically the clubs, the bars, Walmart, wherever we can go, we're going to go as soon as I hit there.
So here's what I'm trying to figure out, family. Look, answer me this. What the hell is the debate? What's the debate about?
Debate is this, brother. It's so funny. You see, our people, the youth mainly, have a problem with it because they see us as either, y'all just hating. We just trying to have a little fun. We can't be serious all the time. But my thing is this, man, forget all that. We have to be serious. There ain't no fun if you're still a slave. What's the
yes,
fun?
Sir. But you also have to look at it like this, Brother North. Like Harriet Tubman said, she could have freed more slaves if they knew they were slaves. Our people aren't aware of the mental chains that they're wearing. They're unaware of the environment that they're in, so they're unaware that they're slaves. Our job is to make them realize that they're mentally lynched. Themselves, they're still hanging on a tree that they were on 400 years ago. They're still picking cotton what they had near 400 years ago. So our job is to wake them up, take them off that tree, and get them into an environment where self-knowledge is taught, which is either the temple, which is the mosque, whatever. Wherever you have to go, we have to take them.
Exactly. Now, what I'm – okay. It's mind-boggling to me. I'm with you all 100%. But what I'm saying is when you got underage girls and if you got underage girls involved, then you know there's gonna be underage boys involved, right? So
yes, sir.
If you got an underage mixture of young men and women that's participating in this kind of activity, What I'm saying is, why is there not more of an outrage, an outcry? You know what I'm saying? Like, what does that mean? We just trying to have fun. I don't get that. We just trying to have fun, but we got to be butt naked.
Well, brother, the belief. Well, it goes with what the queen was saying. You know, it goes right back to the home. You know, the babies are having babies these days. We got parents who are at least 18 or 19 pregnant, or even younger than that, 14, 15, 16 pregnant. So by the time they're 30, the child is at least 10. So they still haven't matured mentally. They still are watching BET with their daughters. They still watching these cooning programs with their sons. So in essence, you know, they just reflecting on what they see. They was brought up like that. I had a sister tell me earlier. She was telling me her daughter was walking around in short shorts, you know, with a thong showing. And I said, aren't you ashamed? Like, why aren't you telling your daughter to put on some more clothes? And she said, her response was, well, I did it when I was that age, so I guess she could do it too. And that's the type of thinking that the parents have these days. And like what Queen said, there's no father figure. Best believe, if I have a daughter, I'm a tear her up. If I see her, I shouldn't see her legs. That's how I feel. Because number one, I am a Muslim. I am in the Nation of Islam. No. I shouldn't see your legs.
No doubt.
You know?
No doubt. No doubt. I mean, I'm riding with you. Here's what I'm saying now. If this was happening at any other nation, any dignified nation of people, they would not have none of this.
None of that.
They wouldn't have none of this, but because we in this country, they let it go on. Like, you know, like it ain't nothing.
Yes, sir, because we're unaware. We're unaware of knowledge. We're unaware of our self-worth,
that's right.
Basically.
That's right. And the
you
thing
know,
is
we're just lost.
Go ahead, Queen. Go ahead, Queen.
I was just saying we're just lost to everything. You know, we listen to the white people and how they dress and how they, you know, wear makeup and how they have their
right.
hair. That's why we're constantly bleaching our hair, perming our hair. John and I are, we're doing everything in order to look like them. That's why our females and males are walking around, you know, trying to be like the white man, you know.
Exactly.
And then the father is in the home, even though, you know, he's not in the home, even though his light is negative, it's to be reflected on the mother. And her teachings are reflected within the child.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, I'm gonna be frank with you all on this, because this is Black Power Radio, and I definitely want you all to touch on if we Americans or not. But I'm gonna tell you all this. If we're willing to whoop the child's behind, right? If we are willing to whip the child behind for this kind of behavior, I'm here to tell you that some of these parents need they backsize Pete too.
That's right. That's right.
I'm serious.
Yes, sir.
I'm just saying. It's Black Cloud Radio. If we willing to give ass whoopers to the child, then some of these parents need it too. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Hey, I'll
what happened to our parenting skills? Huh? What happened to the parenting skills?
People want to be their child's friend.
That's right. That's what it is.
Wow.
No one knows how to parent anymore. You know, that's why you got child protective service.
And now, if you even try to carry out punishment on the children, they call the cops on you. Now you in jail for trying to whoop them and trying to discipline them. They call the cops on you. So now you scared to beat your own child. There's nothing wrong with disciplining your child so your child won't end up in jail, or so your child won't end up hung, or so your child won't be a bum on the street somewhere. There's nothing wrong with that. That's called love right there. When there's no discipline, there's no love.
That's true.
Because Dasha Khalid chastised the hell out of us. Minister Farrakhan chastised the hell out of us, and the messenger himself chastised us, but it was out of love why they did that.
God himself chastises all of us out of love.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So what I'm just baffled because here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying, the reason why I asked you all what kind of response you're getting on the streets, I already knew you was going to have some old backwards Negro sitting there saying it was all good. Why are y'all messing
right.
with us? We just having fun. But see, like the Black Power General would say, we can't pin the tail on the donkey. We got to pin it on the honky. If we were never destroyed, now I'm not trying to scapegoat this, but I'm just being real. If we were never destroyed, our people wouldn't even act like this. And then behind that, we just got the information that the U.S. is going to boycott the reparations summit and all that in the U.N. They're not even going to deal with it.
Wow.
They're not
wow.
even going to deal with it.
Man.
So what I'm saying is, they want us like this.
That's the nature of the beast. Nature of the beast right there, man.
That's why they keep telling us, get over it. It was 400 years ago. I'm not saying 400 years ago. I want to know what happened 50 years ago. Now let's take it back 2 years ago when that brother was just lynched.
Right.
They want to keep us blind.
And then you got the nerve. That's what I'm saying, brother. And then you see, not only the cracker is saying, yo, that's 400 years ago, but we got us saying it. I just got out of four debates. This whole day, four debates with four of my brothers and sisters who claim to be Christian. We should love everybody. Race doesn't matter. We need to forget about what happened 400 years ago. We need to think about today. No, you need to remember what happened 400 years ago so it will never happen again. So you mean to tell me that it's okay for you to sit in your college and to sit in your high school and to debate and think about what happened to the so-called Jew Holocaust, do projects on all their history, but you can't remember your own hell of a cost?
Exactly. They act like we didn't even go through nothing. What I'm saying is if they got it, if they got over 6.9 annual, well, we ain't get 40 acres in a mule, fool.
We didn't get 40 acres, man.
You know
what I'm saying? Brother, you see, that goes back to what you was asking us a few minutes ago. Are we Americans or not? You see, I love the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and I love how he put it when he said we should add it up.
Yeah.
Get a calculator and just add it up. Think about it. Now, here they come. Take us away from our motherland. We won't do nothing to nobody. We accepting them as peaceful, loving people, as the righteous. We accepting them. But here they come, taking us away. Taking away our name, culture, religion, our folklores, morals, everything, enslaving us, taking us on a westerly course, hanging us, burning us, lynching us, raping our women and children, then put us in their wars, and we fighting for them. And every single war you think of, we fought for them, no good bastards. We fighting for them. Then you lie to us about religion. You force your religion upon us, gotten us praying to a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, buttermilk complexion, cracker Jesus.
Yep.
Then you got the nerve to put us in their schools, take away our history, tell us that we was better off in Africa with a bone in our nose and we were swinging from trees and hiding the fact that we are the mothers and fathers of civilization. And then, still to this very day, doing the same thing, and then killing our leaders. They killed Malcolm X. I'm putting that out right now. They killed Malcolm X.
Right.
Everybody's so quick to put the blame on Minister Farrakhan and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but they never questioned the fact that Malcolm said that two crackers was following him when he was on his Hajj in Mecca.
Yeah, Minister Malcolm said out of his own mouth that the moves that were being made on him were bigger than Nation of Islam.
Come on, man.
And let me say this though, to make it even more plain, the same agent, Gene Roberts, who was infiltrating Muslim Mosque Incorporated and infiltrating the OAAU, is the same dude that infiltrated the Black Panther Party. Understand, one of the infiltrators, Gene Roberts. So what it showed me. Brother King Norwood and Sister Shaz, what it showed me is that we got to tighten up our ranks.
That's right.
We even have within the conscious community people who are claiming to be revolutionaries, which their revolution doesn't go beyond Facebook. They're nothing but talking. But yet they want to point out and talk about people who are doing stuff, but they're not doing anything whatsoever. Like, we have to, it's like you constantly building that house with sticks. You know, we have crews within the ranks. You know, we have to pull them out in order for us to survive.
That's right.
Because
exactly.
When the war really pop off, we're going to have to look at they're going to turn on us.
That's right.
You're not willing to die for this cause, willing to do the work, then you need to just shut up.
Shut up.
No, this Facebook, no, wait a minute. This Facebook revolution thing is a serious situation.
Really, man.
What I'm looking at, I'm seeing a whole like cadre of like battle ready Facebook warriors. I'm saying I got a Facebook account too, so I ain't saying nothing about people that got accounts. I'm saying what I'm looking at. When you ask them to come on and get into the streets, come on and get with the Day of Action movement, come on, let's get busy, let's do that. Then you'll never get no response in your inbox.
Never.
You get no response in your inbox. But then the moment, check this out, the moment somebody's on Facebook talking about somebody's socks was mismatched or whatever, then it's a long thread about it, and you know what I mean? All kind of inbox, all kind of messages. That's why I'm telling people that Facebook was put up there by the CIA and the NSA.
That's right.
It's up
That's
there.
Right.
You can look it up. It's
That's
up
right.
there for that purpose.
That's right.
It's
That's
up
right.
there
That's
for that
right.
purpose to cause confusion. I'm just saying, that Facebook revolution is serious.
Really, man.
Yes, sir. And if people don't realize, once you start talking about uplifting the black nation, then you have a target on your head. You know, this is dead. This is real serious. Like, you just can't come out and start talking about uplifting the black community. They don't want the uplifting of the black community. That's why we're in these damn plantations. That's where that we're in right now. If you look at the black community, it's nothing but a huge-ass plantation. You know, and once you start talking about breaking those lines like they're getting out of there and doing for self, then you have a target on your head. These people don't realize what's really going on. Like, you really putting your life on the line. So if you're not about to work, if you're not willing to die for it, then I think that you need to shut the hell up, because I'm willing to die for my people, for this cause.
Well,
my enemies next door, our people are going to rise.
Yeah, straight up. I mean, let me share this with you. We get these people that they always want us to change the name New Black Panther Party. They always want us to be like, well, why you want to call yourself Panthers? Why you want to do this? As if we changed our name to the whatever party, right? If we just changed our name, like, we not gonna be on the watch list or targeted. Like, you know what I'm saying? Look. If you like not what Dr. Khalid Muhammad say, if you born black in America, you already in trouble. Let me just put that out there for the black nation. If you black in America, you in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
So we ain't changing the name. We not gonna stop doing Days of Action and none of that. I gotta share that with y'all, because April 23rd, you had different police agencies, according to our intelligence. You had different police agencies in some other cities that were playing games on organizers' phones. You had certain white supremacists that were playing games and trying to scare the people away from their liberation. And
That's
some
right.
of our people, I'm sad to say, took the bait.
Damn.
Took the bait. You know what I'm saying? But I'm happy to say on the other side, let me give you the other side. On the other side, we had overwhelming success. We rocked in 60 cities against all odds. So what I'm saying is, it's going to be a struggle. And what you all are doing with this strip club, because that's what it is, it's going to be a struggle. But I want to know from you all, what's your overall objective with this whole situation with the club? What would you like to see happen?
Man,
I want to see a change, period. I want to see an uplifting of the people being rallied.
Right.
You know, I don't want this clubbing thing, this strip club, this basically sound like to me a house of sex thing to continue.
Right.
You know, and I know for a fact that, you know, there's gonna be issues within, like, the police and stuff like that. But, you know, we're going to have to do what we have to do.
Right. Well, I want to see, man, straight up, like, hell, like what Queen said, they don't got the knowledge of self. So, you know, they black, we all black, and like what you said, man, if you black in America, then you already a target. So you may as well just put your clothes on and come join the ranks. And we'll teach you how to be a soldier, how to be a revolutionary, and how to bang on that wicked-ass beast daily. That's what we're going to teach you.
Daily.
Yes, because June 24th,
go ahead, sis.
Me and Brother Noah are fishing.
That's right, fishing.
I'm telling you all straight, the cause that you fighting, the cause that you fighting in Raleigh, North Carolina, man, should be backed by every single aspect of anybody that got any shred of consciousness, black love or black power, black pride, whatever. Every organization that's there in Raleigh, North Carolina, including the street tribes that give a damn, should be backing you all. Period.
Right. Right, man.
What about the rappers? Can we get some rappers involved with that?
I mean, yeah, if I put the word out, Queen put the word out, then yeah, sure, you know, like you see, but I really, to be honest with you, brother, man, you see, if it's the conscious community, the conscious rapper like Uno the Prophet, you know, Dead Prez, et cetera, I'm cool with that, but I don't want the mainstream artists, man. Like, they really done, they done set the market. They're the reason why, including the cracker, most definitely, he the main reason. But it's these rappers and these artists out here, you know, who are basically condoning this, man. Like, you got Nicki Minaj up there, man. You got Nicki Minaj up there wearing pink hair and, you know, all this, that, and the third. You got that cooning-ass Kanye West. Okay, man. I'm like, man, yo, I don't want none of them around me, period. Because if they're around me, I see them as the enemy. Just as I see that cracker as the enemy, I'm going to take their heads off if I see them.
What happened to Kanye West, man? Somebody, hold on. What happened to Kanye West? Kanye West came out conscious. I remember seeing Kanye West on the stage with Minister Farrakhan.
Yes, yes.
Now, what the heck?
Yes.
I'm saying,
they got to
what happened to Kanye West?
Man,
they send me some pork chop.
But
that's cool.
Damn.
But now, but then again, now nowadays, even revolutionaries, they're scared to bleed. They're scared to fall, get a little cut on their knee. That's what they're scared of.
That's right. You see, that's what I love about the sister, man. You see, we got the brothers telling the sisters, you know, y'all shouldn't be on the front lines, the outpost. My man, Negro, if you was on your post, she won't have to be on your front line, brother.
That's
true. She won't have to be on your post if you was doing
that. I'm trying to back the black man up. I'm trying to be on the building with the scope. You feel me? But they told us they so afraid.
The truth of the matter is this, and really I'm gonna tell y'all and as Chairman Fred Senior saying plain proletariat English, that a lot of it got to do with sexism. A lot of people in the conscious community, in the religious community, they don't want the black woman to be out there because they sexist. They straight sexist, and to be honest, when you look at, like, you take nature for example, you see that lioness be on the hunt. Of course,
the male
gets his in, but that lion is be on the hunt too. So what I'm saying is, how can we be guys and goddesses and we ain't working together for our own liberation? It don't make sense.
That goes right back to the whole thing, brother. You see, it goes back to Willie Lynch, man. We Willie Lynching each other with supreme wisdom. We Willie Lynching each other with being Afrocentric. We Willie Lynching each other daily.
They ain't trying to get that Afro Donald dirty.
We claim to be the 5%. We claim to be the civilized, but yet we Willie Lynching each other. You know?
Yeah.
That's amongst the ranks now. So, like, I can't, like, in the nation, you know, in the Nation of Islam, the black woman, she doesn't walk behind us, she walks beside us. That's how it should be in every organization. The black woman should never be behind. Because if it wasn't for her, you wouldn't be here. So you better stand right beside the black woman. Don't put her behind because you got a male ego boost or because you ain't on your post.
You need a man to help
up. Yes. But we have so many people who are afraid to get their pretty garments on there. They have Afrocentric outfits.
That's right.
That's true.
They ain't trying to mess up their Afro.
That's true. Like I say, a couple of shows back, it became Little Richard Revolutionary, man.
Exactly, brother.
Little Richard Revolutionaries, man. Yeah, really. I mean, and the thing is, see, the reason why I'm so happy about what's going on with these Days of Action is because it becomes put up or shut up time. It's like, now, I'm be square with you all, like, As a nation of people, we've become used to going to events, you know what I mean, paying for a ticket and, you know what I mean, driving somewhere, flying somewhere, riding somewhere, and then clapping and saying, yeah, okay, Allahu Akbar, praise God, praise Jesus, Black Power, what? Then what? So with these Days of Action, that's like, you can't, like our national chairman said, you can't blame him, you can't blame Minister Farrakhan, you can't blame Chairman Amali Eshetelli, you can't blame Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. You feel what I'm saying? You can't blame nobody but yourself when you being asked to do something for Black people.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I love it because you can't, you know, you got to take personal responsibility, and also we able to see the real from the fake.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Avatars. We see all of them, man. Crazy.
Avatars.
Yeah, avatars, man. They're amongst us, man. Like, we wouldn't see all of that now, man. All of it. You over here, man, you claiming to be one of us, all of that. You wearing the Black Panther badges and the Black Panther badges and the, you wearing your FOI suit. We'll put everything to work now, man.
They're mine. Then you realize that Avatar, their mind state was a white man. You know, that was a white man. So their original mind had been grafted out into the mind thinking of the white man, period.
Right.
You know, we have
right,
to grab those white supremacist ideology back into the thinking of the guy.
Right.
So let me ask you all this. I got to be direct. Are Black people Americans or not?
Well,
hell no.
If you add it up, they would have to owe us the whole damn country. So, in essence, we are the true Americans. But in a way, we're not American. You know, white people, I mean, America is like that uncle who paid your way into college but molested you.
Or that uncle that said there's going to be some money. You stand outside, they drive past you like,
you know, personally, me, brother, I don't consider myself an American. I'm the Asiatic Black man. The maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, God of the universe, period. I don't consider myself
and
a
I
want
it all.
But if brothers call themselves American based off our struggle here and how our ancestors bled here, then you know, well, yeah, they American. Yeah. One soul in that cracker. You know, the
brother,
black
man. Brother, we are still bleeding. I mean, the bleeding has never stopped. You know, we have juvenile jails and stuff. For the little girls and little young kings and little young queens, period. We have never stopped bleeding.
Yeah.
Ever since you've been here, we've been bleeding until this day. The bleeding has never stopped. But I would rather die a revolutionary than die random on the street.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. See, it go twofold, Sister Queen, because it's like Minister Malcolm say. He said, when he was breaking down about the Negro Revolution and the Black Revolution, he say when it comes to the white man's wars, you bleed. It comes
right.
to the white man's agenda and wars, you bleed. But then when it comes to your own wars and your own agenda, we ain't got no blood. It's like
we're
bleeding all over the place, but damn, we ain't bleeding the right kind of way. You know what I'm saying? It's like
we bleed in Libya, we bleed in Afghanistan,
man,
we bleed everywhere, man. Come on, man. But you scared to bleed for your own salvation. Man, that's
exactly.
I never heard it, man. For real.
Exactly.
So, in the actual brother, I mean, I guess it could go either way. I mean, if you want to look at it, we American, but we ain't American. But me personally, I would never call myself an American. You know.
What you say, sis? You say we Americans or not? You you say? The black people, are black people American or not?
My opinion, I think not. You have to go and do the same thing that these veterans have done. Black people are ordered to be an American. My opinion. You can never be an American without going into someone's land and bring them here and keeping them away from their God and away from their original language and away from their self-knowledge and everything, and then keep them in the same condition that the black people are in now in order to be an American.
Man, please, you know, if we had to go through all that again, I'm like, man, you know what, to hell with America, to hell with all y'all. I ain't doing that again. Like, that's how
I'm not an American.
If we had to do it again, I would never do it. I mean, it was no choice either way. It was no choice. They put us here against our will. But, you know, I just don't consider myself as no American, man. I consider myself as an Asiatic black man. And, you know, the whole globe belongs to me and to our people. The whole globe belongs to us, not just America. That's what Brother Dr. Collins said. You know, we shouldn't put ourselves as just Africans, you know?
Right.
Because Africa is actually named after Afrikaners, a white European explorer, so that's not really our original land, our original title. The whole world belongs to us. All 196,940,000 square miles, that belongs to us. And the whole universe belongs to us, not just Africa. Africa is our throne, and from our throne we ruled our home, as he put it. So,
yeah, that's real. That's real, but we got to talk frank, Brother King, right now. All that's ours, but all of that is under occupation right now.
That's why we got to go to war. That's why we got to go to war. That's why we're doing this National Day of Action. That's why that's what it's called, National Day of Action. We're doing
that's
some
right.
action. That's why
exactly.
we, you know, we making moves. You know, we can't sit there, and, you know, that's the supreme wisdom scholars I'm talking about. You sitting there talking about the universe and all that, but you ain't doing nothing to get the universe back. You ain't doing nothing to get the world back. So you got to put in work to get what belongs to you, to get these other nations that you say that's yours. So, yeah, I agree full-heartedly, brother.
I mean, I'm not doubting nothing that you say. Listen, I'm with you on the lessons. We eye to eye with it. I'm just saying this. I'm saying that we got to be real with the situation that we can't etherealize it away like, okay, well, it's all mine, it's all ours. But then, we don't got no schools of our own in the community. The
Nothing.
Police still beating us in the head. You know what I'm saying? We still mentally dead and all this. So what I'm saying is, since we know that that's ours, since we know that that's ours, we got to go to, like you say, go to work, black man, and go to war.
That's right. That's right.
For real.
We got to take it back, man.
For real, because just saying it's ours ain't no threat to the white man. There ain't
exactly.
no kind of white man going to fear us just saying it's ours, but they got it. They got it. You know what I'm saying?
He's just saying, Negro, what you going to do about it? That's what he's saying. Negro, yeah, I got it. I took it. What you going to do about it?
And they just want to sit on their porch drinking lemonade.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. I mean, but it's everything that we've been taught. That's what I'm saying. When we say action, that's what we're saying. Okay, if that's what we believe, if that's what we're standing on, as the God say, we got to show and prove that. You know what I mean? So with these days of actions, I need somebody out there in the listening audience to show and prove these lessons. Let me get on that now. Let's show and prove these lessons.
Please,
if the lessons say
please.
That the devil is in every part of the planet Earth and got to be removed, and of course we start with ourselves first, then how the hell we going to organize, remove the devil up out of our motherland and off of it all, everything that's ours? Somebody got to talk black to me. Talk black to me, man.
brother, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it starts, like what you said, I mean, the National Day of Action. We put in action. You ain't gonna move if you watching YouTube videos all day. It ain't gonna work if you on Facebook all day. It ain't gonna work if you tweeting. It ain't gonna work if you clubbing. It ain't gonna work if you ain't doing nothing to try to make it work. Even if you die trying, you trying something. Your death ain't worth. Your death isn't in vain if you even try to do something. That's why
you can't claim to be like Malcolm X if you ain't putting in Malcolm's work.
That's right. I'm just about to bring that up. You can't claim to say, yo, you know, I'm following Dr. Collin. Okay. Well, do what Dr. Collin did. I'm following Farrakhan. Do what he doing. I'm following the messenger. I'm following Nat Turner. You ain't slicing no crackers' throats. I ain't seeing no blood nowhere. You say
let me be clear, because I done said it 1,000 times and I'll say it again, that just because you wear the same kind of glasses that Dr. Malik Zul-Shabazz wear don't make you Malik Zul-Shabazz. Just because you part your hair a certain way don't make you Minister Farrakhan.
That's right.
Cut your hair bald, you know what I'm saying, and shine your head, that don't make you Dr. Khaled. It's about what we do, man.
That's right, man.
And no, really, now y'all think I'm being funny, but I'm being serious. I'm being serious, and some people feel like if they wear Dr. Malik Zul-Shabazz glasses, they being like him.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Dr. Collins say, we so messed up, we'll take 6 minutes of kung fu to get in the mirror and start slanting our eyes.
Wow. And I think,
you know what I mean?
I don't care if you have 100 likes on the status, it still doesn't make you, you know, a revolutionary. You just talking.
Exactly.
Revolutionaries show and prove. They act. They do what they say they're going to do. They just don't write statuses just for people to like it.
Or tweet.
Exactly. Yeah, family, let me do this. Because I got to bring in a comment from L.A. We're going to keep y'all on. But do me a favor right now as we close this segment. Tell our family how they can support you there in Raleigh, North Carolina, and how they can get in touch with you all and support the cause. I'm going to pull in Brother Malik, and we're going to explain what's happening in L.A., then we'll bring us all back at the end.
All right, well, I mean, if you want to get in touch with me personally, you know, I don't feel comfortable giving my number out on the air, but, hell, the cracker knows it anyway, so I'm going to give it out anyway. My cell phone number is 919-883-7871. That's 919-883-7871. And my email address is RaleighNBPP@gmail.com. Or you can just hit me up on Facebook. My name is King Noah on Facebook. And that's the best way to get in touch with me. I'll be so busy, I ain't even looking at my phone.
And to get in touch with me, my cell phone number is 202-702-1499. Again, my number is 202-702-1499. My Facebook name is Jackson Sabaz. My email address is Shastan, that's shastanman@gmail.com.
Well, I'm sitting there saying, hell, we got to network. That's what I'm going to say. We got to network. Look, my number's out all over the place.
Yes, sir.
People just call me up on a humble, like, it's Sean Quali. You know, so I ain't mad at you all. Step on out there. Listen, family, we love you all. I'm just trying to tell you, we love you all. We appreciate what you're doing. We appreciate the spirit that you're rolling
in. Too, brother.
We're going to do everything we can to make you all successful.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Black Power, listen, don't go anywhere, though, because the family might have questions at the end. I'm going to bring you all back at the end of our next segment, so just hold tight.
All right. Yes, sir,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
Black Power.
All right. Peace and blessings. Black Power. Black Power. That's Raleigh, North Carolina, and some Miami in there. That's what I'm talking about, brothers and sisters. We're networking. Like I said, make sure you email nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. What you sitting there like a bump on a log for? Listen, I got some great news for you all now, because look, we had to give respect where respect was due and give an original and Panther salute to our comrade who was transcended to the realm of the Egun, went on with our ancestors, Ababa Geronimo Chijaga Pratt. And if you know anything about that black man was the man that they made the SWAT team for. Do that research, 41st and Central. They made that tactical unit for that black man out there in Los Angeles, out there doing his thing. And so in that same spirit, We got our dear brother who has, I would say, been sent in the spirit of our ancestors by the grace of the black God, and he's willing to take on the mission of our Baba Geronimo Pratt in the spirit of the Black Panther Party of the 1960s, and he's willing to build up the new Black Panther Party in Los Angeles, California, right there in Watts, coming up out of Phoenix, Arizona. This man, I mean, crisscrossing and moving and organizing. He's a legendary worker, and it's all right. You're going to get to know him more and more. I want you all to welcome to Black Power Radio, for some of your first time, our dear brother and friend and comrade, and now our organizer, chief organizer out of Los Angeles, California, our dear brother, Brother Malik Elghani, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. How you doing, sir?
Brother, I'm doing blacktastic. How are you, my brother?
yeah, this is a good night here. It was a pleasure hearing them comrades beforehand there. Yeah, sir, we are organizing, and we're looking forward for that day. That day where we can lift up the true spirit of revolution. And
that's right.
And brother, you know, as I know, revolution bring about change. You know, if we're not bringing the change, you know, it's not true revolution. You know, so in the same spirit, you know, in the spirit of our foreparents and in the spirit of our leaders, and I was able to talk to the brother Dr. Zulu Shabazz the other day, and we are on the right path to this transition right here. You know,
yes,
so
sir.
However, you know, L.A., National Day of Action, will be going down at Florence and Normandy, right at the flashpoint of the 1992 rebellion. And we will have at the same time, you know, we will be doing a rally, and also we will be doing a town hall meeting, and I've got some guests that are coming in. I have Dr. Mendenhall. She's a soldier, you know, coming straight out of Watts. She's one of the truth organizers, one of the main truth architects of the 1990 Peace Treaty just prior to the L.A. riots at that time. But I am glad to be able to be on the horn with you, brother, you know. So this is what we're doing.
Hey, glad to have you.
And we're gonna raise some hell there, you know. I mean, you know, we don't have educators on board, you know. We have scholars, we have youth intervention workers, you know, gang intervention workers, you know. So we're doing the thing there, you know. We are trying to bring about a real change at the same time, and we are trying to build an economic structure.
Come on.
Economic structure, because without the economics, there can't be no revolution. I heard our chairman say that it costs to run a revolution.
Yes, it
does.
And
that is so true. And
you already
know
it,
and that rings. Yes, sir. And that rings out to this day. It costs to run a revolution. And a lot of times, you know, it's time for us to put up or shut it down.
Exactly.
You know, so I'm here today to just let the world know that in L.A. we ready to put this thing down and carry on the true meaning of revolution. And we're carry on the history of our foreparents and make this thing happen and put L.A. back on the map where it's supposed to be. Because some of the greats came out of there. And that's one of the true places of what I should say, one of the true starting points of revolution. We did it August 11, 1965. We did it again in May 29th in 1992, and we always get something going. You know, so we're reaching out to the Crips and the Bloods. We're reaching out to the Thugs. You know, we're reaching out to the fatherless. You know, because a lot of times we got to stand in that gap where these fathers is not present. because most of these guys and most of these young children, their fathers, you know, are away. They're in prison. You know, we got to set up prison ministries. We got to set up stores and maybe a mom and pop store.
That's right.
Yes, we got to start from somewhere. You know, so I believe, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, you know, that we can set up organizations, set up 501c3s, S corporations, and LLCs and whatnot, you know. And this is what we are doing, been doing for quite some time. So me and my staff and others, you know, we are coming together to try to bring change into the community.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And what we're doing, we're building organizations and different foundations, and we're gonna move into the economic part of it and start setting up stores and other things. Cause I heard the great Gil Scott Heron say, if they control your resources, they control your world.
Exactly, exactly. Tell us, Brother Malik, the situation out there on the left coast. And LA and on the west side of the map, period. The west coast has been, and there's don't get me wrong, there's some grassroots movements, but in terms of just straight revolutionary path to action, it's kind of either under the radar or off of the map. What's been going on the left coast?
Well, actually, you know, a whole lot of stuff can go.
You still with us, brother? We done lost the black man got so excited, got so excited, we got disconnected. Listen, Brother Malik, you got to call back in. brother. And we can't let you get away with that point. This man was getting ready to tell us what was going on the left coast. And then all of a sudden, he just clicks out. He getting ready to get all the way into it, and then he just clicks out. Wow. it's like a black power cliffhanger, ain't it? Brother Malik Elgani come back in. I'll bring back in our dear family, Brother King Noah to the Shasta. Y'all hearing our dear Brother Malik?
Oh, yes, sir. I heard.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I'm like on the edge of my seat trying to figure out what's up with L.A. Then he just disappears on me.
Brother gonna call back, inshallah.
I need somebody to blame. It's somebody's fault besides my own.
Well, we know who it is.
Ain't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll be okay. So listen, I don't think that you all got to give out you all's information, and so I know there's people in Raleigh and in Charlotte and you know all through them little hills and. Give them the information of where y'all gonna do y'all's event at, where the actual club is.
Yes, sir. Let's see. The club is actually called the Capital VIP Club, and hold on, I'm scrolling through right now to get the actual address.
Okay.
Of course, it's in Raleigh, North Carolina. Wake County is the actual county. That's in. Hold on, give me a minute, family.
All right, we're gonna give you some time, brother. We want people that's in that area to support you all. We want them to be behind you all 100%. And let me say this: it's racism is still thick throughout the Carolinas now. We was Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, members of the New Black Panther Party, the Vanguard Squad, even. Hell, we were there in Newberry, South Carolina, just a few days ago. We were just there. So,
even in Durham,
give out you all information. We're gonna pull Brother Malik back in. All
right, I got the information right here, bro.
Yes, sir.
It is the Capital VIP Nightclub, also known as Club Climax, a.k.a. Sky High. The zip code is 105 Capital Boulevard. That's 1505 Capital Boulevard, Raleigh, North Carolina.
And the contact information to that club is 919-828-9899. That's 919-828-9899.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, listen, we, like I say, just stand by because we gonna pull you all in with Brother Malik. But I want Brother Malik to be able to get his point across on what's happening in L.A. We got a lot of people that's on that side of the map or from that side of the map that want to know what's going on and want to understand how come there's such a suppression of the black revolution, the black movement, the black power movement on the left coast. So you all stand by. Don't go nowhere.
Yes,
y'all
got to
get y'all some black power coffee. Get you some coffee. So hold on. We're going to bring Brother Malik back in. Black power, Brother Malik, I guess the devil's is messing with your phone. What's happening?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm up in between these mountains down here, you know, but anyway, brother, back to what we were talking about.
Yeah, L.A., man. What's going on
LA,
with the movement?
You know, a lot of things going on in L.A., but we have a lot of frustration going on, you know, with the gang violence, the whole little drug trade, the little movements, you know, and black-on-black crime. It's a whole lot of hate going on and a whole lot of killing and stuff going on. And, you know, that whole Crip thing, which, you know, was really designed to be for revolution, you know, but they're turned into a whole different thing, you know, the Bloods and, you know, and Great Street Watch and all these different gang members in that facility, you know, but they,
right.
But the point is, you know, the police down there, LAPD, the LA County Sheriff and you know, Inglewood PD and, you know, and whatnot, you know, Linwood Sheriff and Compton, you know, PD, and all of these different police organizations seem like they are part of a conspiracy to keep that thing going down there, you know.
What you mean? Break that down. What you mean, Malik?
Yeah, it's part of that because, you know, they're feeding into this nonsense, you know. I believe they're feeding into this, you know, and I don't heard reports of cops being, part of the, this conspiracy, you know, feeding bad information to rival gangs, you know, far as in Compton and Watson and some of the surrounding cities and whatnot, you know. So they right in the middle of the thing, you know. So black revolution, it'd be difficult for any kind of revolution to change to come about. You know, because they have the people so frustrated, and you know, there's no jobs, number one, and they got this drug, and there's a crazy amount of drugs that are coming in the community, and got our people all towed back. You know, so we in the highways and the byways, up in the aisles of the Jordan Downs, Imperial Courts, you know, and Blood territory and whatnot, fishing, trying to get our people. You know, so that's what the revolution has left. You know, it died. You know, it died some time ago, and it's obvious that it's still in us. Because every now and then, that propensity to be strong, you know, to be, you know, different, to bring about a change, to rise up in these young men, you know. But
right.
This is, yeah, yes, sir, brother. So this is what we're doing. You know, so we are creating an organization like the Cry Foundation that will be at the National Day of Action at the rally down there of Florence and Normandy. The founder of the Cry Foundation, which Cry is an acronym for a Concrete Rose Youth Foundation. You know, and it's ran by a female. You know, and she's strong, and her name is Dr. Mendenhall. She's real strong, and she's one of my constituents. You know, she's one of my students. You know, and she's one of the main architects of hooking up these different tribes, so-called gang bangers. You know, and making them more productive in their community. So we try to get these people to see where they really see who the real enemy is, you know.
Right,
so,
right,
you know,
right.
Instead
right.
of looking at each other and seeing, you know, and hating each other's times when you can't walk past your brother without your brother, you know, you're a Oh, what you looking at, cuz? Yo, cuz, come here, come here. And anytime you hear one of those youngsters say, yo, cuz, check this out. Listen, you really need to keep walking because he's looking to pull his weapon and turn his weapon on his own people is because of the self-hate that's within them.
Right.
You know? So I understand what the police is doing, and we challenge the cops. We challenge these politicians. We challenge the mayor of Los Angeles. You know, because
right.
We have no problem, you know, Dr. Mendenhall, you know, I like to speak a lot of her, you know, and she's been accommodated and, you know, and accolades and from the who's who in organizations in the political world, Nation of Islam, you name it, you know, she has did her thing, you know what I'm saying, and there's other people out there like Pastor Hayes and Pastor Stewart, you know, these Christian brothers that's doing their thing out there. But the whole ideal, I would like to take this thing here, you know, and make this thing, get our people to understand that we're different. We may have different ideologies and different views and whatnot, but we still got a common enemy.
Exactly. That's the point I'm driving home. It don't matter what your background is, no matter what your political affiliation is, your educational thing is. We got one common enemy and one common goal. Hey, Brother Malik, listen, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got started, how you got going, how you got motivated, where you from. Talk to us about you. Who is Malik Elghani?
Malik Elghani was born a revolutionary. You know, I was who I was when I came out the loins of my father, William 5X. You know, a family was registered with the Nation of Islam. I was taught the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I was taught the teachings of Marcus Mosiah Garvey, you know, and the teachings of Malcolm X and other great leaders, you know. So I studied many different, studied comparative religions in college. But most of everything that I know is self-taught, you know. It's basically self-taught, and I kind of strayed away from the organizations, even though, you know, I had a brief stay into the Nation of Islam, and even with the Imam Wardi Muhammad, you know, and, you know, so it kind of, and, you know, and I just studied the revolution, you know, I studied the art of war, you know, I'm a veteran, you know, also, you know, a military veteran, you know, but I was born in Merced, California, down up north, you know, there in California. But I came to Washington in 1962, you know, and I've been there since then. You know, I've seen a whole lot of things. You know, basically taught myself how, by trial and error, how to create. Well, I knew from a child something was very peculiar about the way they was teaching me in school. You know, so, you know, I remember my one of my grade teachers saying, was telling me about they got white Africans, and I didn't understand that, you know. But when I grew older, I understood that she was talking about them whites in South Africa, you know. But I made it plain to them, you know, just because you live in Africa, you live on the continent, that don't make you necessarily African, you know, just because we live in America, don't necessarily make us Americans, you know. So I saw the flaws in the studies and whatnot, you know. So I've surrounded myself with different understandings and different philosophies, and read, you know, I probably read over 150 books in my lifetime. So, yes, sir, and it's, you know, I was taught by some of the best, you know, but for that formal education, no more than the 12th grade education. But I was kicked out of every school that I attended, you know, because I intimidated the teachers, you know, from the
first
grade
on. You said you got kicked out,
you know?
Huh?
Yeah, they kicked me out. I went to every school in the community. You know, they kicked me out because of intimidation. You know, they couldn't stand a strong black youth. You know, they tell me to pledge allegiance to the flag. I said, ain't that same flag that flew over that slave ship? You know, and they, next thing you know, I'm in the dean's office getting kicked out of school, you know. Get him out of here. So pretty much what the old folks call a rebellious child, you know. So, but anyway, I studied the teachings of all our great leaders, you know, most of them, you know, and that's all I ever did was, you know, read and teach. You know, I've been through a few Bible colleges, you know, just to study the, you know, the Bible and understand the pre-exit of the scriptures. You know, so
I know, Brother Malika. I know that you're a man like myself. That you believe in your faith and your fight. How do you balance for those that's out there struggling with it? Because you know you got some members, you know, of the Black Nazis community. They don't believe that you can have a faith in a fight or balance your faith in your fight. How do you balance your faith in your fight? As a revolutionary.
Let me break this down. The taker for those that believe in Christ and Jesus, you know, they want to paint Jesus as this little weak, weak man, but that wasn't the case. You know, Jesus was a revolutionary, you know, according to what I understand. You know,
right.
I mean, anybody that brought about change, you know what I'm saying, was a revolutionary. David was a man after God's own heart, you know, but he was also a man of war, you know. Huh? You know?
That's what it said.
He was also a man of war, you know what I'm saying? Muhammad was a loving man, you know what I'm saying? But the Quran showed him coming with a sword, you know, so it's this. That these men of faith, you know, they was also men of battle, men of war, men of change. Because if you're not willing to be that soldier, we sing the song, you know, we soldiers in the army, we have to fight, though we have to cry, we have to hold up the bloodstained battle. What you talking about, man? The bloodstained battle?
Right.
You know, you're talking about war, because ain't no blood going to stain no banner unless there was some kind of bloodshed. You know, when you divided to be called a man of God, and you have to look, don't let your faith, you know, turn you into a little punk. Because if you have that punk mentality, you're going to be pushed around all day, every day, you know. And we don't deal, I'm a spiritual man, you know. I'm a spiritual man. Make no mistakes about that. I'm a religious man, you know. I ain't going to say religious. I'm going to say a spiritual man, you know. But I believe in war. I believe in an eye for an eye. You know, 4-2. You know what I'm saying?
Two for life.
Best believe I'm coming with a 360 lethal backhand. You know, yeah, I'ma turn the other cheek, but you better watch what's coming behind that. You know, see, you know, I believe in a war when it comes down. I believe in, but this war is sometimes necessary. You know, so we got to instill this in our children. You know, but they quick to pull the gun. Oh, they don't have no problem pulling that gun. You know, they'll pull that gun and shoot out with each other all day long. But let one tell them
that's
to freeze.
True.
Get out the car. Get on
your
knees.
That's true. We got. I mean, that's real. That's what I'm saying. They worried about the new Black Panther Party telling people to arm yourself or harm yourself, and we ain't gotta never tell black people to carry no gun or have no gun or nothing. Black people got plenty of guns. We ain't gotta say nothing.
They got plenty of guns. They got AKs and SKs and whatnot, the Tech-9s and Mac-11s and et cetera. They have these guns, and they will use these guns on each other.
Exactly. Exactly. But we have not yet found the strength. Well, I'm going to say in some cases, a few months back now, there were some brothers and sisters that ran up off into some into some police stations. I ain't telling nobody to do it. I'm just reporting the facts. But I'm saying for the most part overall, out of 400 years of oppression, we have not found the strength as a people to do anything to our oppressors, to bust back in self-defense against those that attack us, unless they look like us.
Absolutely. They will fight each other all day long, man, shoot out and duck and show their little war skills and everything. I've seen it happen. When the Great Street Watch and the PJ Watch was worn, you know, back in the 80s, in the mid-80s, in the late 80s, that war was lethal. You know, they was coming through with all kind of firepower, you know, but not for 1 minute, you know. But where's the Jonathan Jackson, you know? Huh?
Yeah.
You know, where are those, you know, where are those, you know, where you're going to find them? You know, they got hearts because they're going against one another because they hate that little self-hate that's in them. And what we trying to do here in L.A. is instill this degree of love back into the hearts of the people. And if they can act, they can go back to their communities and lift up their communities, man, and teach their children, raise their families, you know.
Exactly.
And that's what change come about. That's what real change. I always said that revolution starts in the most elevated place, and that's in the mind.
Exactly. And let me say to a lot of our family out there on the left coast, because, man, because it's a real epidemic. Some of you brothers out there, some of you sisters out there, stop chasing these white folks and taking these white folks for your spouses. Cut it out. You know what I mean? I mean, seriously, Brother Malik, it's crazy as hell out there. I mean, really around the country, but it'd be crazy out there.
You're right.
I can't wait to get with Buffy and Larry.
Yeah. Yes, sir. They do that, you know, all the time, you know, because they have no real true understanding. You know, it's hard to get black folks to support each other, you know, but there are a certain amount of us that's willing to make that change, even if it means our life, you know. And we're, you know, it's a lot of us that don't fear death, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we love life, but we don't fear death. No, we look forward to a change.
Yeah, we're going to die anyway.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to die anyway. I mean, we're going to die anyway. Quicker than we think if we don't stand up, you know.
And then to be honest, Brother Malik, we dying in the streets every day, right? So,
every
I mean, for a revolutionary, I just don't want to be sitting at the bar somewhere and get killed or... You know what I'm saying? Doing something crazy.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Come on, man. What kind of life is that? What kind of death
is that?
Yeah, ain't
that something? And they talking about, you know, we shouldn't train. We shouldn't train for warfare and, you know, and urban warfare and, you know, guerrilla warfare. Why not? You know, I see these devils down here in Phoenix, Arizona, up in Maricopa County. They're doing this all day long. This is a gun-carrying state, you know.
Right.
Just like California used to be a gun-carrying state in the early 70s. Black Panthers, you know, they stopped that over them, you know what I'm saying? California
right.
used to be a gun-carrying state, but they carry their guns here, and they be training. And they be at the shooting range, man. They look at children and whatnot, you know. You can find a gun shop and a liquor store, pawn shop on every corner down here in Phoenix, you know. And so back to what I was saying, L.A. So what my main focal point is L.A. because L.A. has lost the spirit of true revolution, and if we got a church on every corner, we have not put a We have not curbed the gang violence.
Jeez.
I mean, these cases even writing on the walls of the church. And
jeez,
then we have
jeez.
Our preachers up in there hiding behind the pulpit. You know, it's time for them to come out their comfort zone. And what Malik Elghani would do, you know, by the grace of God, I would, you know, I'll pull them out their comfort zone. You know,
that's
it will be called out, you know, because if we got to link up, you know, and it's gonna take more, you know, a collective unit. So Reverend, you know, you're behind the pulpit and you're preaching good, you know, but you're leaving out of there, you know, every Sunday the same way.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. The preacher the preacher, but see, the preacher gonna have to get in one. You know, they talk about the old time religion. The preacher gotta go back to the preachers out there. You got to go back Reverend Nat Turner style. You know what I mean? Like we say, you gotta not lift every voice and sing, lift every fist and swing. These preachers are becoming sissies. A whole bunch of Eddie Long congregation types.
Come on now.
It's crazy,
man. Real sissified, you know, and they don't want to do what they are charged to do. You know, you're in there with your alligator shoes and your purple suits and your purple suits. Come on, rapper. You know, we need to stay together. We got to change our mentality, you know. And all they do is basically what they are stud horses, you know. Schooling everything that moves in the church, you know.
Yeah.
I don't heard some crazy things, but it's going to come a time, brother, mark my word, that we are bum rushing poor people, you know.
Yeah, for real.
Drag them down right up out of their way to hold up, man. If we can go on every corner in Los Angeles, all up Avalon, all up Main, Broadway, you know, Imperial, everywhere we turn around, we see a church every 10 steps. Hey, so if we have not healed that community, there's a problem there. And it's time
exactly.
To be called out, you know.
Called out, exactly.
A lot of us won't change.
Yeah, we do. And I'm going to say to my black Christian family out there, listen, we ain't just talking about vamping on your church. For some of you that's out there that want to make mischief and we ain't just talking about vamping on random churches, but hey, you know, like we know, there are preachers out there that's pimping the community. And they're pimping the community. You got preachers out here got their own private jets, Rolls Royces, and all of that, but they not giving no money back to the black community, no resource back to the black community, no institution back to the black community. That's robbery and it's capitalism. And so if that's your preacher, then if you're in L.A. or the West Coast, expect a visit from Malik El Ghani and squad.
Yeah. You know what, man? You know, I'm laughing, man, but this is so true. Because a lot of these preachers got this thing messed up. You know, and then they indoctrinate our people, man, with a false teaching of Christ. Because they're not teaching the scripture where it's supposed to be taught. You know?
Right.
And this is why, you know, this is why... me and my staff and others, we study the scriptures, you know. And the reason why we study the scriptures, the Bible, the Israel, the Quran, the Kabbalah, the Torah, we study these things because you would not be able to pull that blanket, you know, over the eyes of the people.
Exactly.
You know, we gonna stand there idle and allow this to happen. So we're talking about bringing revolution to the community. We're talking about bringing change to the community. We're talking about
black
bringing
power.
Businesses to the community, black power to the community, you know.
Here's my question, Brother Malik.
It's time for a change, brother.
Here's my question to you, sir. Are black people Americans or not?
Are we Americans? Well, I guess that could go a couple ways, you know. I mean, as far as we've been brought here and you know, enslaved and labored in this country, you know, and built this country up, you know, and have not been reparated for the work that we have done. In that case, you know, we probably could put a claim on the land, you know, in a way, but are we Americans? No, we're not, you know what I mean? This whole country, this whole world is ours, you know. I mean, at one time, I like the way the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said 20,000 years before, though, for the Indian never stepped, Native American never stepped foot on this, you know, the land, you know. In America, for the black man walked this soil, you know. You know, so we have to take that in consideration, you know. Are we Americans? We're no more Americans than these so-called people that call themselves. But no, we are original. We are Asiatic, you know. We are, you know, this world was once called Asian. You know, And that's basically what we are, you know. We own all of this, basically, you know. And it's evidence throughout history that we are, you know, the original man, you know. I mean, it's evidence that we are, you know, and they know that, you know. And the scholars yes, sir.
I want us to. I mean, I'm not trying to be cynical. I'm just trying to get. I'm trying to really make us think about it. Are we Americans or not? If we Americans, just let me lay this premise. If we are Americans, then we have a right to the American dream, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, technically. So, if we not Americans, then we don't have to worry about the American dream. So all I'm sitting there saying is, are we Americans or ain't we Americans? Because America's telling us we're Americans. I'm talking about the institutions of America. Their propagation is telling us that we as black people are Americans. So I just want to know.
We are Americans, you know. I tell you what, if the best way for them to prove that we are Americans, you know, is to come and divide some of this land up with us, you know.
Now you're
going to divide this country up with us, and you wouldn't have to say who we are. Your work here, what you've done, bear witness, you know what I'm saying, that you really and truly believe that we are so-called African Americans. You know, so go to
yeah,
this
I mean,
whole
and that's,
country
and that's a great point. It's like I was saying that the U.S. you know they plan to. They're basically boycotting the reparations meeting with the UN. They're not taking part. And I have to say this is under Obama's administration, who was a black man. You know what I mean? So
come on now.
You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, if we Americans, how come we don't have no, like you said, we don't have no land, we don't have none of that stuff that we're supposed to have.
Right.
So I just want to know.
Yeah, well, according to our status, you know, I would say no, we not. You know, you know, I mean, you know, to a certain degree, I mean, according to our status, prove your points. You know, prove your points. You know, that's what they need to do. Prove that we are Americans by dividing this whole country. We don't need no four states. We need half. We need 25 states. You know, divide this whole thing up with us. You know. And then, you know, you want to prove your friendship, divide this whole thing up with us. Oh, man.
That's some strong,
I'm making a point there, you know. That's a cold point. Divide it up with us.
So, okay, because, I mean, I'm telling you, Malik, there's people out there right now that's listening to you like this dude is talking crazy. So,
well,
how come we have not had no land to bottle up with us yet, then?
Beg your pardon?
I said, how come they haven't divided the land up with us? Where's our land at? How come they,
because
we Americans,
that's something they
you know,
will never do.
How come
you
they ain't divided the land
to,
up with us?
No, it's going to take revolution to bring that change about. You know, because, you know, you would think after 450-some-odd years, you know, and it haven't happened yet. I mean, they haven't even went as far as paying us reparations, you know. You know, what about the billions and billions of dollars that you basically owe us, you know? I mean, they won't even give, say if you got 37 million black people in America, you know. I mean, it's something as small as, you know, they won't even give the black man or woman $1 million apiece. Come on, man. $1 million apiece, that's only $37 million. Are you kidding? You know? You don't want to do nothing. It's just a slap in the face. It's just a slap in the face. You don't want to, you don't even want to give us Georgia. You don't want to even give us California. You don't want to give us none of the no states whatsoever, you know. Not even a city, you know. Don't even want to give us Watts, and that's only, you know, 20, 35 square miles, you know. Come on, man. You know, this thing is...
Don't want to make no kind of move.
No kind of, you know, they don't want to make no kind of move on giving us anything for what, you know. Now, do they owe them something? Oh, these niggas must be crazy, you know what I'm saying? Go get a job, man. Let me tell you something. Keep seeking a job if you want to. But I'm here to say, man, I haven't worked in corporate America for nearly 25 years, and I'm self-sufficient. You know, and I teach young men on a daily and young women on a daily how to be self-sufficient, you know. So, you know, I don't want to hear about what we can't do, you know. But if we get this mentality out of our head that we got to, if the white man don't feed us, we ain't going to eat. Or we going to starve
right.
them.
Right.
That means
right,
they
exactly.
stop feeding us, we can't do nothing.
Exactly.
We can't buy some parcels of land. We can't pool our resources and buy some land. No, nobody want to farm. Nobody want to do nothing. Nobody don't want to labor, you know. But it takes all of that in order to bring about, you know, the fruition, you know, of the will of God, you know, that he has planned for us, you know, or just the will of the people, regardless of what you believe. You could be an atheist, you know. It don't take nothing. Well, you can't do nothing without Jesus. Well, somebody need to tell me and explain to me how the East Indians did it with Hinduism. They don't believe in Christ. Somebody need to explain to me, you know, how the Japanese did it. They don't believe in Christ. You know, come on, man. It's just a common practice. We, you know, we got to pool our resources and get this thing right. And a lot of times we have this religion. We have this religion, and this religion is just tearing us apart. Got us at each other's throat. Got us hating each other. You know, the Nation of Islam, you know what I'm saying, split up in so many different factions and they're hating each other. You know, the Christians
right.
hating the Muslims and the Baptists this and the Episcopalian this and the holiness and all these different, all these tribes, you know. But like I said, brother, we need a common denominator, you know, to link us up, you know. And see, this is why I desire, you know, truth. I desire truth and not, you know, and I honor our men that came before us and the that's in our presence right now. So I honor Minister Louis Farrakhan. You know, honor Malik Shabazz, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
honor these men, and even some of our Christian brothers out there, you know what I'm saying? Jesse Jackson and others out there, you know what I'm saying? They cried. Trying, it's a certain degree they trying to bring some things. They trying to make some kind of change. You know, do they have the right formula? Who is it really up to us to tell? No. You know, but we should have some kind of common goal. Put us on the right path to economic research.
I'm 100% in agreement with you. So can we do it through the day of action? Because can we if we continue in these modes of day of action, can you see us pulling the black nation, the factions together?
Oh, yeah. See, I believe, just like the scriptures teach us, you know, in the 37th chapter of Ezekiel, so dry bones, I believe that it can be connected, you know. And, you know, and you notice, like, in the scripture, the scripture teaches that the bones grew sinews on the bones, you know, a flesh. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it was no life in them. But you know what I'm saying? That breath of life, you know, and this is what the new Black Panther Party is doing, is breathing the breath of life, you know, into them, to those slain bones, you know, to those slain bones of Israel, you know what I'm saying? When we look out in Watson and Compton and all these little hub cities and whatnot, it's just like the valley of dry bones, you know. And when we're in the same thing in New York and Bed-Stuy, you know, and Queens Bridge and all these different places and up in Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. and whatnot, you know, we got blacks everywhere, you know. But the problem is, you know, there's a self-hate going on. And if we stay on the right track with this day of action, and, you know, I love what we're doing right now. You know, because if we stay on the right track and this thing really grab traction, you know, some things about to change, some things about to turn, the table is about to turn around, you know. We about to see a change take place. And when you start seeing a change, you know, I had one sister wrote me on Facebook and said, I'm bringing my daughter and my grandchildren, you know. I said, go ahead.
Beautiful.
See, this is beautiful, you know. You know, it's beautiful because people want to see something different, brother.
I know it. I know. What do you say to the fence riders, to the people that's kind of shaky and they ain't made up their mind yet to get involved with the movement? What do you say to them?
Well, all I say, you know, is, you know, I understand where you're coming from, you know. But, you know, fear is a real debilitating element, you know. You cannot have fear and ever planning on being self-sufficient. You can't even have fear if you're ever planning on running your own business. I can tell you from a businessman perspective, you know, you can't have fear. You can't have it, you know. That fear, you got to crush that thing inside of you, you know. And who want to grow up? Who want to watch or allow their sons to grow up and see their daddy, you know, and realize that their daddy was a coward, you know. My daddy just stepped out and, you know, he worked on, you know, and it ain't nothing working on your job 20, 30 years. But what, I'm going to lay it on the table, what do you get after 20, 30 years on the job, you know? Really get nothing, see. So therefore, you know, you really get, it's almost like, you know, they just boot you out of there, give you a portion of your pay, you know, and your knees all bad and your arthritis back all messed up,
exactly.
You know, you ain't want you at that, you know what I'm saying? Now you're a better individual, but if you get out there and start doing smart work, in other words, using your mind and start thinking, it don't take nothing to set up a corporation, and this is what we're going to try to teach the people, to set up their own businesses, your own corporations, you know, we'll set up workshops, you know. That's what we're going to be doing with the L.A. Chapter of the new Black Panther Party. We're taking this thing to another level, you know, just like I talked to Bob, that was a great idea. Take to another level. Well, fear not, you know. There's no reason to fear, you know. Just hold on and you know, and gird up your loins, man. Gird up your loins, you know. And then, you know, and suck it in, you know, and get out there. Don't be afraid to get out, come out and protest. Because you don't protest, and never be changed. But just think about your fathers that protested before you. That, you know, that was attacked, you know, during them Jim Crow days and whatnot, you know, and you know, and was shot and gunned down and beat down, you know, and you got to you think about that, you know. And trust me, you think it wasn't an element of fear there, even with him, you were mistaken, you know. Because anybody said, well, they say no fear, yeah, you might truly mean that, but somehow, every now and then, that fear element would creep up. But you have to learn how to suppress that fear, you know. Suppress that fear, because it rises up in all of us at some time or another. But you suppress that fear, and you keep on pushing.
It really does. It really does. What do you say to the elders listening that don't understand what this present generation of youth is?
Well, see, what I would say to the elders, you know, and I don't know, you know, probably a few people I know that, you know, up there, you know, been around a little while, you know, it's a change in us, God. And we just need to make that plain and simple. The elder operated, we have failed, you know. We have failed in our duties, you know. To bring about change, you know, to our community. We have failed and we came complacent, you know. We allow things to happen. You know, our elders can't even walk the streets. They can't even take a day stroll down the street without being in fear of their life, you know. So, but nobody wants to make a change. But you love God. You love Christ, you know, and ain't no weapon formed against you, know. Come on, man. I mean, you talk the talk, but you don't walk the walk, you know? I mean, you say, you know, you fear nobody but God, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, let the people see that, you know? You ain't too, you're 40, 50, 60, 70, you ain't too old to get out there, you know?
Right.
Make it happen. You know, we have to make a change, you know? If we don't make a change, man, the same way we have failed, we dropped the ball. you know.
What you saying is, we got to drop the ball,
and we need a, you know, and we need a law if someone like ourselves coming in these children's lives, you know. You know, it's always to investigate what your children get, your child is getting into, you know.
Right.
But, you know, don't stop progress, a revolution in progress, you know, if it's talking
right.
about bringing about a change, you know. Because they're going to grow up one day. And I hear stories
right.
of people slapping their mamas down, you know. Slapping their, you know, pulling guns on their fathers in, you know, and all kind of crazy stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'll call the police. Call, I ain't handling them. Hell no, you call the ambulance, you know. I mean, you know, ain't no child going to pull, you know. I mean, you take control of your situation with guns when it comes down to raising our children, you know. So if we have to instill in them this, this stress, you know, and if they're going to be stressed enough, they're going to go to the nearest gangster on the block. Guess
right.
who's going to raise the gangster on the block, you know.
Right.
So that's why we lose our children to this, to all this gangbanging stuff, you know. But you won't let them go for a real man that, you know, that trying to bring about change. Because you don't want change. Yeah, because they hate change, you know.
Right.
Queen Mother, Harriet Tubman, she couldn't believe it, you know. Many slaves, they just would have recognized that it was free, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Brother Malik.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yes, sir, listen. We're about to go into the overdrive. I want to pull Sister Shy and Brother King Noah back on with you in these closing seconds. Closing moments here, but I want you to tell the listening audience how they can get in touch with you, those that are in L.A., those that are in Watts, those that are in Oakland, those that are in San Francisco, wherever they at, all through Arizona, Texas, how can they contact you to get involved with the upliftment of the L.A. chapter of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and also to get moving and rolling with their action on June 25th?
Okay, first of all, let me give you my phone number. I mean, this is a public thing. That's what I got this phone for, you know. Everybody needs to have this number. That's an area code 480-232-3315. And I also can be reached by email, and that's at Prophet Speaks, that's PROPHETSpeaks@yahoo.com. Or I can be inbox, you know, on Facebook. You can inbox me, you know. I'm Malik Elghani, you know, and look me up, you'll find me. And you know, talk to me. Just, you know, talk to me, you know, and let's make it happen. And, you know, and you want to, any information concerning the Dead Action 2, you know, and my kickoff tour, there will be a rally there, and I will be doing a 10-state tour starting on that same day on the 25th also. So we, you know, don't be surprised if we don't arrive in your neck of the woods, you know. That's how I can be reached.
That's what's up, and that's beautiful. Let me do this. Let me bring the King Noah Shasta back in for some closing here, for closing words. Let me do it before I do that. I'm gonna open y'all's mics up for the King Noah Shasta. Can y'all hear me? Y'all open?
Yes, sir. I hear you, brother.
Black Power.
All right, Black Power. Brother Malik, you still with me? Black Power.
Yes, sir.
I want to take this call here. Let's take a quick call, 845-853. You're on the air, Black Power Radio. We're asking you the question, are black people American or not? We'll push this to a national day of action, Black Power.
Black Power, brother.
Black Power. Who are you talking to?
This is Ishmael Shabazz, brother Kwan.
Ish,
how you doing, brother?
Man, doing fantastic. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, I'm just moving forward, man. Still trying to organize. I'm going to be down in Harlem, man, the day action to help them brothers out. Get my crew up here, show them how it's done. You know, that's all. That answer your question? America don't think we're Americans.
Write that down.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they brought us over here to be slaves. They promote the gangs. You know, They killed off our leaders, put them in prison, scared people off. And to this day, that's all they want. Prison's an industry that's a billion-dollar business. Why would they want to change that? What's the population? We have more prisoners in prison than we have slaves. So why would they want to change that?
I think that's a great point.
And I always like your show because I, you know, networking is important. The brother mentioned something about the elders walking the street. I'm 56. I walk anywhere I want to walk.
Come on, man.
But you have some elders, and I have partners that's Christian. They scared to walk the street.
Right.
But if you, I'm part of the street. I was raised to be a revolutionary. Revolution is change. I don't like what's going on, so I'm going to try to change it. You know, that's the bottom line. I do workshops, anger management. You know, we all, that's why I like to network, because we all do the same thing. We can all learn from each other. That's what it's about, because we have one common goal, one common enemy.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
If we don't come together to fight that enemy and learn from my era. The past, what they use, man, to destroy us, and they still use it.
Come on.
So, and we have to realize and educate. I have 18 grandkids, and I educate my grandkids of what the systems really are. They're dumbing the kids down at school. They're not learning like I learned. They're learning less. That's designed that way. So, and the only way to change it is the masses of people come together and change it. That's the bottom line. We have to change it together.
Straight up. And that is the bottom line. Y'all want to answer that? I hear you chiming in, Brother Malik. Keith Noah, Deshaun, y'all still open?
Okay. Yes, I'm still
yes,
open.
Yes, I think that we need to separate and have our own schools, our own teachers.
Yeah, I agree with that because nobody's going to teach the truth but us.
That's right.
So we have to organize and come together as a people first. They have us so divided the religion, Muslims, Christians, Baptists, but there's only one God.
Well, now,
right? Okay? And the God that I serve, Allah, says that we must do, you know, his duty, and that's saving lives.
Absolutely.
You know, trying to change the fitness that we have in society. And who created that? The beast.
Right.
That's who created it, and they're going to create it. We have a saying, man, that bad things happen because good people allow it. So, I live in a drug neighborhood. They don't sell drugs by my house. They sell it around the corner. I'm trying to change that. Okay, because they respect me. Because I respect them. I'm trying to get the Crips and Bloods organizations to join me. If they're willing to fight and shoot one of us, then why don't they fight the oppressor? And I ask them that.
That's right.
They say they're going to jail. Well, you're going to go to jail anyway. So I call it a twofer. They get one nigga dead and one in prison for life. So you're doing their job. They don't have to do nothing to us. We do it to ourselves. So we have to re-educate these kids to liberate them.
Let me ask you this, brother. What's your opinion, Brother Ishmael, what right now is the most hard-hitting thing we can do? I'm talking about for the black nation that's listening to you and all those that's concerned that's listening to you. What would you like to see that's the most hard-hitting thing we can do in our neighborhoods right now?
Is get our youth, because they're already soldiers, so they got heart. We just need to channel it the right direction. They need to understand. See, they've been hoodwinked, been led astray. They sell the poison in the neighborhood, and I got caught up in it myself. You know, so I was a hustler. When they started killing brothers, putting them in jail, I had three babies. I started hustling. I got caught up. So I come from two different perspectives, but. So I realized, man, what I was doing was wrong, and I embraced Islam. And that's when I say I became a man again, because I realized what I was doing for serving the same person that I used to fight against. That's the beast.
Yeah.
You know, so I come and the kids and I run business. I have a legal service and a daycare. I try to teach these kids to be an entrepreneur. I work with youth. I work for agencies. I've always had a problem because I'm doing my job the right way. They don't want that. But they'd rather have the kids, male or females, make mistakes, be part of that system. I want them to stop here and go on with their life and be successful.
Right, right.
That's why I do what I do.
I die
doing it because even I die for something. I don't let my kids go on their knees for nothing but praying to God. I don't want them to get used to doing that. I don't want them to say they can't do anything because you can do anything that you want because your mind is the strongest thing that you have.
Right.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
And that came when I was young and I read Revolutionary Suicide when Brother Huey said he was in solitary confinement, how he used his mind to keep him from going insane.
Yeah,
memory.
Kept his mind strong.
That's right. And you have to do that. And our mind is strong. It's just they're making it weak because they have TV shows, which I call silly shows, because surreal shows about other people's problems, nothing with substance. So our kids are confused. That club that you guys was talking about, shut that down.
Yeah.
Shut that down because that's part of the problem that we have with our youth. Especially sisters. I'm trying to get the sisters here where I live because we have sisters that's stronger than men. They're coming out, man, to join me quicker than the men. So I'm trying to get them that they have a fair women and a beautiful black women.
Mm-hmm.
Up your standards. Don't get with these guys if they act like knuckleheads. Make them be a man.
That's right.
Make
that's
them
right.
be responsible. That's the power that a woman has. My wife,
that's right.
my queen. She's my queen, and I'm not afraid to say I call her the boss. Because that's my queen. She's by my side. And when I grow, she grows. When she grows, I grow.
That's right.
See, I teach kids to call no names, nigga, bitch, because we have a saying in our workshops, man means mine.
Right.
And I think I sent it to you one time that Allah created us superior to any other creation with our minds. Then why do we act more like animals than animals? You know, and we do that. We know why? Because we've been programmed as a society under capitalism that we're like crabs in a barrel, especially, you know, blacks, because they got us so Willie Lynch that if a brother succeeds, he won't help the next man succeed because he's afraid he's going to get his job.
Absolutely.
Why you won't open a business together?
Come on.
We've done it throughout history. We've done it. Look at Black Wall Street. They burned it up. They built it back up. We're kings and queens. But our kids don't. Our kids are like a tree without roots because they don't know the history.
Right, exactly.
Whatever, and see, when they look at George Washington, he's a slave owner. He's a bigot.
Right.
That's right.
They wouldn't have Hitler up there with Jews, so why are they putting these crackers up here that enslaved us, and that's the brainwasher?
Come on now.
Think about that.
If you don't seek the truth, you're never going to find it. You should depend on another man telling you about who you are. Because when you do that, you got to look at, would you tell somebody, man, how you got your girl?
No, sir.
Think about it.
Okay, so your history that you're talking about yourself. So if you don't know yourself, you don't know who you are, where you going. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
And I'm where I live, it's a redneck county. I'm a soldier, and these young kids know that I'm a soldier because if they disrespect me, I like calling them a pig because I like the reaction because they can't do nothing and I can fight.
That's right.
Red always
helps. You see that? They respect me, and they follow me because they follow leaders.
Right.
All right.
And they follow leaders, but I need help because, see, they can scare them and say, don't talk to that brother. And then kids tell me, and I said, well, tell them to talk. Say that to me, because If they make you pull your pants down and they can't even make me get out of my car if they stop me, then something's wrong. You know why? Because they know they can do it with you. I ain't going for it.
Right. You talking on something now, Ishmael.
Yeah,
see, that's one of our classes that we do is we teach young kids law. Okay, know their rights, because that's important. Because once they have the equipment, you know, and the intelligence to deal with the beast, then the beasts are back up because they're afraid, because they expect us to act
like. That's right.
So
that's right.
With intelligence, they can't handle that, and that's like. I have a nephew that has custody of his kid. They don't understand why would this young man want his kid. Well, that's being a father. They're not used to us, man. They set the patterns for us to act, and some of us played out.
Right.
And I mentioned my ear because I knew the truth, but I fell victim as well because I have three kids. So I had to do something. But you know something? I trust in Allah now, because they try to put me in another bind, and I created my own fences. They told me I had to take my sign down. I covered it, said fences, and it got me more business.
They said you had to take what down?
I worked for a facility with girls, and they made a sign, my business sign, Shabazz Legal Service, for my birthday. And I had it hanging up for about 2 years. Then I call this cop a pig, and I get a letter. I had to take the sign down.
So,
the sign's hanging and don't have tensions on it no more. Because I never took it down, but I'm a thinker. I said, okay, so they don't want me to show Shabazz Legal Service. So if I put tensions, everybody's going to say, well, Dad, why did he have to do that?
Right.
They told what it is. Then they said, well, he must be good at what he does. So I got more business.
Wow.
Okay.
That's right.
Life is like a chess game. You know, I teach my grandkids, and I encourage everybody to teach their children to play chess, because it's a thinking person's game. And you have to think on your feet all the time, because different circumstances will come about where you can't panic. If you know your rights and you know what they can and can't do, and you know what you can do, then you shouldn't have a problem.
That's true.
So
that's true.
The police are trying to intimidate you. Say, I don't drink. They said that they see me staggering, you know, and because he's seen me out of a nice car. Well, the end result was that he said, well, I didn't get a ticket. He said, I'm not a bad cop. Because when he went to his car, he must have radioed who he stopped. And, you know, I mean, I demand respect, and we all should. Especially the sisters. I do domestic violence, and I don't let brothers beat up other sisters.
Right.
And I encourage the sisters, if he does it one time, leave him. Because he'll do it again.
Praise be to Allah.
So it's all about educating our youth. But I learned too, brothers. That's why I joined the, you know, I'm trying to get with the new Black Panther Party because it's a new wave. And it's new. Everybody says it's militant. I say, well, you know, I remember back in the day, we used to say pick up the gun. But I never hear that with the new Black Panther Party. So I think they got it twisted. So I'm saying, because it's not a violent organization that they want to portray, but they're always going to try to portray anything that we do that's positive. They have their provocateurs come in, and they have a coon says this and that.
Right, brother.
So I mean, I got crooked pimps in this town as posed as reverend, and I post.
The thing is, we have so many different schools of thought that's in the Black nation. Some schools of thought don't believe in carrying weapons. Some do. Some is half and half. So you know, what I mean, we are a revolutionary political party. We are a house
for all of the black nations. So for those that is in the straight up self defense, then best believe they got some legal arms and would use them against any attacker, right?
Oh yeah.
And then for those that don't believe in it at all and don't carry none, you're not forced to. You ain't got to. But we say you still got to have your weapon of proper propaganda. Get your books, get your knowledge, and have your sword of truth, which is your tongue. So
that's that. I'm telling you.
Right.
And the more people that see it, then, you know, we can start in a trend. But most important, our youth, man, is our future. So we have to get them and lead by example. They see doing righteousness, they're followed. You know, and that's what it's all about. That's why they don't want nobody to. They just shot one of the brothers. It's fine. He'll be home in 90 days. Mm. He's doing good. He'll be home in 90 days, man. So, you know, I'm he's all right. So, I'm going to keep him close with me, man, for his own protection. But, you know, I'm busy all the time, but, you know, this is the life I chose. But then I'm a family man because my wife makes sure. And that's the most important thing, that I have a family and I'm blessed to have daycare that is my grandkids that I teach when I have them. I school and everything. So that's a blessing from Allah. And I give all praise to Allah for anything that I do that's positive.
Yes, sir.
You know, and for taking me out of the wilderness, because if it wasn't for him, I'd probably be in prison. And I don't have no felony. You know, and you know something? I'm a security. I do security. That's one of my professions. So I go up against the police at jobs a lot of times, so they're not too happy. But anybody can do that. And I'm encouraging young brothers to get their license, get the permits to carry guns.
The Constitution
says you can.
Be legal. Brother Ishmael, tell the people what city that you in and how they can contact you. Every show we got thousands and thousands of new listeners, so tell them how they can contact you where you are.
My name is Ishmael Shabazz. I live in Kingston, New York, upstate from New York, Redneck County. You can contact me at my email addresses, baitul1@aol.com. Any ideas, anything that we can collaborate and come together, I'm on Facebook. It's no spad. I try to organize and I like to learn new things, share ideas so we can work together to build this nation. Because if we don't come together and build it, we won't have one. My phone number is area code 845-853-6548. And, you know, I hope to hear everybody, because there's never one way to do anything. There's a lot of different ways, and that's what, you know, that's some of the wisdom that I give the young kids. But I learned from them as well, so it goes hand in hand. So, you know, I accept that. I like hearing from sisters, because sisters got a lot of wisdom.
Sisters are the
ones that gave us birth. And like I said, if the sisters here, I get the sisters here, I have the brothers to follow. And that's what I'm going after.
That's right.
Going after, because that's how we got to strategize. You know, these kids, man, it's no job, so they selling drugs. But why is it that they can sell it in their neighborhood and not somebody else's?
Because the pigs will allow it. The thing is that in many of these cities, especially many of the major cities, that many of these crooked cops be involved with the drug trade. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So they just like we know what a crack house is. You know they know what a crack house is. Come on, dog.
Right.
Listen, Don, I don't know if you know the Larry Davis story that tells it all in the 80s. He sold a crack for the police.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And anything, you know, I have DVDs. I can send you one. You know, I can give information out, because knowledge is power. So it's no
neither me having it or you having it if we don't share it.
Yeah, exactly.
So if somebody, I'm looking for 41st and South Central. That's what I'm looking for. Because I'm telling these kids, if they want to see gangster, I'll show it to them.
Come on now.
I'm saying, if you want to see gangster, and God bless the brother that just passed away, man, Geronimo. You know what I'm saying?
Sir.
Two soldier, man. We need young brothers, man, to pick up that slack.
Yes, sir.
I'm saying this,
I'm looking at these Facebook profiles, and I remember when Tina Marie passed away, and everybody had 1,000 Tina Marie profiles, and Tina Marie was that. And I'm saying that y'all better kick up some dust and put some Geronimo Pratt in your profile if you ain't gonna have that NASCAR action fly in your profile.
That's right.
I'm talking about, no, y'all not hearing me. So-called revolutionary, black power, whatever. Got Tina Marie all in the profile. No disrespect to the dead, but I'm just saying. All in the profile, but then a legend like Geronimo Pratt passing away, not a status, not a inbox, you know what I mean? We got our priorities messed up.
But you know what's messed up, though, brothers? At the same time, the suicide doctor passed away that same day. The media blew it up about this murderer. You know what I'm saying? This white man that they sent to prison for killing, but they didn't say nothing about Geronimo that they in prison for 27 years illegally.
So that
should tell you something about the society we live in.
Exactly. That's why we're going to make a revolutionary change. But Ishmael, I got to get these last comments in here, black man.
Black power
to you. You know we ain't got nothing but love for you, man. Stay in touch, man. You're going to stay in tune. If I get the link on 41st and Central, man, I'll just send it to you.
All right, brother. I got to send you that what I said, man. I realized I've just been kind of busy. I realized it the other day. And I said, but I'm gonna see, man.
That's all right, brother. We gonna link it up. I realize I'm busy all the time.
I am.
All right, Black Power, I love you, man.
Black Power, bro.
That's Brother Ishmael, y'all. Brother, listen, I want you all to get your last comments in on this National Day of Action. King Noah's, the Shasta, you all are doing, starting out on the 24th, and y'all moving past the 25th. Give me your last thoughts. If you got a last parting shot to say to the people on why they should support you, you know, what your movement's going to produce and how you would like them to participate, what would you say?
Queen.
I would say come out, support the upliftment, just not the upliftment of the youth, but the upliftment of the black family.
Right.
Hit me up on my Facebook account. That's, again, Shasta Shabazz. And inbox me, and I will get at you ASAP.
That's what's up. King Noah.
All I like to say is basically the same thing the Queen said, you know, this uplifting the black family, you know, and this has to start with the youth because the youth is our future generation, man. We done messed up all these generations before us and this one right now that I'm in. I'm only 20 years old, and I see all this cooning and buffoonery going on, man. So we just got to squash all that. We got to unite as a people, you know, and hopefully, inshallah, this will produce, you know, a real change in the South, in Raleigh, North Carolina, and, you know, nationwide. That's why I'm glad Brother Malik Zulu Shabazz said this is a national day of action. The whole country is in this, man. So, you know, I just hope this produced something to a positive effect, you know, and to all the elders who are afraid to speak on this issue that's going on in Raleigh. This is a serious issue, man. These are our babies out here promoting prostitution, future prostitutes that we're trying to talk to, man. We need to squash all that, man. We got to just come together and just handle this situation. So my Facebook information, again, is King Noah. That's my name. And my cell phone number is 919-883-7871. Email is RaleighNBPP@gmail.com. So y'all can get at me, and I will respond as soon as possible.
Right, because me and Brother Noah, we're 22. You know, we're speaking to our age group. You know, this is, you know, we're influenced by the elders, by my teacher, Minister King Shemisha Bass. You know, he doesn't teach punks, he doesn't teach coons. So I'm out here working hard. Again, my number is 202-702-1499.
That's what I'm talking about. Brother Malik?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me put this number out there again. That's area code 480-232-3315. And yes, come on out and down in Florence and Normandy, 1331 West Florence Avenue, Universal Christian Center. What we're doing there, you know, we're going to do the town hall meeting and rally. Come on down there and help, you know, and help us get our people, get our children, particularly. So let's get our children out there, you know. I need help. So I need soldiers, you know. Hit me up on Facebook. My name is Malik Elghani. You can hit me up on Facebook. You can hit me up at prophetspeaks@yahoo.com. That's prophetspeaks@yahoo.com. You know, hit me up, you know, get our children. And that's what it's all about, you know, and bring about change, you know. So there's any soldiers out there in LA, in the Watts area, in Compton, Long Beach, you know, Inglewood, you know, what have you, you know, Carson, wherever you at in LA. You know, and you want to come on down, you know, come on down and join this movement. Come on down because we got work to do. And we're going to build some businesses. We're going to build schools. And we're going to do all of these things and all, you know, and everything in between. So you just come on down and hook up with your brother, you know, and let's join the movement, you know, and let's make this thing happen, you know. Their action. Their action, too. And that's going to be on the 25th, and it's going to be starting at 2 o'clock p.m., and we're going to take the thing to 2 o'clock and before or even after, however long it takes for the job to get done down there. And we will be rallying on the corner at the flashpoint of the 1992 L.A. Rebellion. So come on down, you know, and help your brother and people from all over the place is coming. Some people's coming through from out of town, you know, and different states and whatnot. Come on through. We're going to have some guest speakers, and we're going to have an open forum, you know, for the community. So the community is allowed to put us leaders in the hot seat, you know. So we need to, because we answer to you, you know.
Right.
You know, yes, we answer to you, you know. We work for you. We your servants, you know. So we'll be in the hot seat, and you'll be able to ask any questions you desire, you know, whether it's about education, you know, pregnancy, you know. We're going to have some stuff. We're going to have a little workshop with prostate cancer and, you know, different things like that, you know. So everything that's affecting the black community, we will have something to do or say about that, you know. So come down there and help us, you know, and help me get our young people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brother, listen,
brother.
We appreciate it. I just want to say congratulations to you all. Congratulations to you all, everybody that's listening, that's organizing. Congratulations to you all up front. We already claiming the victory. We just got to put our feet in front of the other and make it happen. Congratulations to you all. Love you all. Love you all. Love you all. Black power to you all. Most definitely. And listen, if you enjoyed tonight's show, continue to support us each and every week. We are on 3 nights a week. We might increase it to 5 nights. We might increase it to 7 nights. But y'all not going to wear me out now. Look, I got this rolling for y'all. This is at Cannabis. It's the second round knockout. It's fitting for us. It's fitting for us. We're talking June 25th, National Day of Action. and Sister Shiza's case, King Noah's case, June the 24th. That's the kickoff in Raleigh, North Carolina, June 25th, right there in L.A. at the spot, at the original spot of the L.A. Rebellion. It's going down. Support the cause. Support the movement wherever you are. Listen, again, my love to you all. On behalf of our national chairman, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, and the entire new Black Panther Party, and we ask again that you stay with us, stay lock stock with us. Email us, Jill. Join the movement, number one. You hear all this good talk going on, all this good action going on. Invest in your Black Party. Invest in your Black Party. We need more people to get involved with the party in our own politics. Email us at mbpphq@yahoo.com. Sign up today and be a member of the new Black Panther Party. Don't be on no fence. Don't be no Black Power cheerleader with your Black Power pom-poms. Get on into the ranks and get on into this action that's going on. And make sure that you join us with this Day of Action Movement. The website is dayofactionmovement.org. Make sure you go to that and check it out. Email your qualifications if you want to be in any of the ministries at nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. I'm just your brother and your soldier in arms, your comrade in battle, Sean Kwali. Happy to be able to serve with you and fight with you. And until the next time, we ask you to join us again for another edition of Black Power Radio, where the call is freedom or death. It's black power for black people. It's power to the people. And if black people can't have no peace, nobody has peace. Black power.